I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Madhagrado.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And let me get the proper names and all that kind of good fun stuff going on here. I'm very, very pleased. We do this each and every Friday. Now, this used to be the first hour of the program. So for those of you that may have, been checked out for the last month or so, and you're just kind of coming back and you're, kicking around, checking things out, going, oh, yay, Pastor Greg, there he is. We are now on 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Texas time. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Texas time. And now I've got my East Coast people that are scrambling going, what's he talking about? It's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time. I'm just saying, I had a conversation with someone recently and they were like, in all the years we've been doing this, I don't think you've ever mentioned Eastern time to me before. And I said, well, it's the way, because all the big networks, quote unquote, are on the East Coast, so they all want you to say East Coast time or something. I don't know. At any rate, TECN's headquartered on the East Coast. So that's a pretty legitimate reason to suggest that, I think. Anyway, we're on. So we're actually, this is hour number three. Hour number three. Yeah, And if you've missed any of what we have been putting together for you, you really missed out. One of the things you significantly missed out on is our CGR Wellness Hour. I'm not going to take up a bunch of time with that because I want to get to my guest. But let me just simply say, CGR Wellness, you need to get over there. Free registration, cgrwellness.com, free registration. And then give the Vibe product in particular a try. It has made a huge difference in my life. Today, we were introduced, and Resvante. Today, we were introduced to Tim Schaaf, who is my my guru in that particular area. We were introduced to his 90-year-old dad, who had started having some dementia issues before he started on the Resvante product. And he relayed a story to us. He is the oldest living worker in the field of asbestos. He used to lay asbestos in and use asbestos to hold heat into pipes and what have you. He was for 40 some odd years he worked in asbestos. And he's now 90 years old. Most of those guys only live maybe till 60. So we think he's the oldest one living, but he's certainly one of the oldest ones living. And he recounted a story from 55 years ago about a pipe that he fitted asbestos onto. He gave us the diameter of the pipe, the length of the pipe, and the challenge of the pipe, which was an elbow in the pipe that needed to be. It was a 22-inch pipe. That's big. That was roughly 27 feet long with an L. And he gave details about that project from 55 years ago at 90 years of age. That's pretty impressive. CGRwellness.com. Check it out. See if you can't have those kinds of memories at 90. I got 30 years to go. I'm working on it. I'm taking my stuff. Got it right here. I'm taking my stuff, my Vibe, my Resvante. When I'm 90 years old, I want to remember working on an asbestos pipe that I never worked on. No, I'm just kidding. I want to remember something else that I actually did do. All right, like talk to this guy. Don Jans is with me. Don, welcome. Good to have you, buddy.
Good to be here. My time has changed. But our message is not
right. Well, and you're
more critical.
You're in the same slot that you have been in for years.
Yes.
It just so happens that that slot's not the first hour of the day; it's the third hour of the day. But you're still hanging tough. So the question we were talking about is do you remember the days when communism was actually evil? And I brought up to you the idea, you know, we've got people, Trump people, people supporting, you know, what have you, that are suggesting that Vladimir Putin is somehow a hero fighting the evils of the global reset rather than the KGB communist wicked, wicked man that he is influencing the Russian Orthodox Church, which, by the way, was responsible for not doing anything to stand up against Lenin and the Holodomor and the murder of 9 million Ukrainians. 9 million Ukrainians. And they're still calling for the death of Ukrainians. The Russian Orthodox Church is calling for the death of Ukrainians, and it's the reason why the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, sorry, I'm swatting a gnat, went to the Greek Orthodox Church to ask for their independence from the Russian Orthodox Church because of that evil.
Mm-hmm.
So when did communism stop being evil, Don?
It never happened. And communism did not start with Marx. Communism has been around forever. communism is just another form of collectivism. And collectivism has always been evil. Collectivism has always gone against human nature. Collectivism has always said that we as humans are just simply clogs in the greater machine being the state. Collectivism has always said that we as human beings, as individuals, must subjugate our individuality for the good of the collective. That's what's always been going on. Marx wrote it, and he and Engels did a good job of documenting it in the Communist Manifesto. Of course, Marx continued to write it. Interestingly enough, it pretty much died out. Marxism pretty much died out during the late 1800s, at the ebb of Marx's life, and it was revived. It was revived really in the United States by Woodrow Wilson, and Woodrow Wilson passed it on to FDR, who really geared it, and then Barack Obama solidified it in the United States. Collectivism goes totally against the teachings of God, because God says we are created as individuals. Life is very valuable. Collectivism says no, it's not, and no, we're not individuals. We are just a part of the Big Bang Theory, and we are indispensable as anybody. It does not matter, and that's what's being taught in our schools today. That's exactly what critical race theory is. That is exactly what is being taught in the United States. And we are being taught today in the United States that the great foundation upon which we were founded, that of individualism, that of the worth of the individual, that our rights came from God and not from government. We are being told that's evil, that's wrong, and we have to dispense with that, and we have to once again become collectivists. Collectivists always destroy. Let me say that again. Collectivists always destroy. It cannot work. It has not worked. And they always say we have a new way to do this. There is no new way. It's all bad. And until we as Americans, until we as individual people throughout the world turn back to that concept that we are individual creations of God, then we will continue down this path of evil.
It really is counterintuitive to you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your soul knows very well. The word that tells us that he knew us before we were in our mother's womb, that children are a blessing in the womb. Psalm 127, I believe, is where it says that. You know, there's so many scriptures to that effect, but that's the reason why Darwinism was so important to the ability to push this collective ideology on Americans, was so that they would have the ability, leave that door open, so they would have the ability to be able to tell us that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they can convince everyone that there is no God and that we just kind of happened,
yep,
then they can begin to reduce our value and elevate the value of creation. And we see how God says in Romans 1 that he's going to let man do that. If man wants to choose to suggest that I don't exist in spite of all the evidences that I've given him to the contrary, if that's how man chooses and wants to live his life, that's fine. I'm going to let man do that, but I'm essentially going to turn him over to what God calls a reprobate mind, Don.
Yep. When Darwin came out with his evolution theory, Marx and Engels just jumped on that. Marx and Engels said, now we have something upon which we can, that we now can solidify our belief of atheism, that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a very important part of Marxism. And this has always been the case. The more that any society has ever turned against the individual, has turned against God, has turned
right.
against the teachings of the Bible, the more evil it becomes. Folks, check out your history. Find out if I'm correct or if I'm wrong. It's there, it's fact. And as the more the United States of America turns against our founding, which was founded on the Bible, don't let them say it was not. Because you read your history, and there is no doubt but that our founders, the most important book, and they used lots of books, the most important book they used in our founding was the Bible.
Yeah. And the virtues that come out of it and the recognition, this is how, you know, we talked in an earlier segment about the abolition of slavery. This is how slavery was abolished by mm-hmm. biblical Christians. Back right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm your host, Pastor Greg, here with Don Jans, My Grandchildren's America. You can find him at CG Contributors, CG Contributors at the Chosen Generation Radio website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. So, Don, we're talking about the Darwinian impact.
Yes,
and Engels and Marx saying, hey, okay, now we've got something that we can, you know, really run with. And I was mentioning that, you know, what it does. I mean, even in sex education, as an example, they suggest that, oh, well, you know what, you're going to get pregnant, you got to get pregnant, and then you got to have an abortion.
Right.
And you got to get pregnant because you can't control yourself, because you don't have the ability to control yourself, because, you know, I mean, let's face it, you have less control than an animal. You're like an animal, only you're less than a real animal, because you're the problem that exists, and that's why we need to exterminate a third of you or more.
Abortion has been used for years. Remember when Israel started to sacrifice their children to I forget which god, and that is when God
Malak to Malak
to Malak,
yeah,
and that is when God said, I've had enough, and that is when he brought the took them off to slavery again. We are no different. Abortion is the same thing. That is sacrificing our children to the god of secularism. Collectivists have used this method to destroy the family for years. And a collectivist community always tries to destroy the family. That's part of what they are, because you have to worship the state. And so we have seen abortion. In fact, when Lenin took control of Russia, he had abortion doctors right at all of the major factories. You could come in, have your abortion, and go to work. This is part of the collectivist movement. It's part of the communist movement. What we are suffering from today, and what the Democrats have adopted, and what the rhinos have supported, is collectivism, destruction of the family, teaching a false god, all of those things that destroy. We must get rid of it, and I'm going to go off into a different tangent here and say, if you have your children in a public school and do not know what they are teaching, you are contributing to this evil movement. You have to understand what your children are being taught today. We must, as a nation, study our history, study world history. It's critical so that we can come back to our roots and our founding, or we will be a Roman Empire. We might be a Roman Empire now.
Well, and it's interesting when you mentioned being a Roman Empire, because in reality, that's part of the reason that the church has fallen silent, is that you have ministers that are out there that are teaching Romans 13 as if we were a Roman Empire, as if there was a Caesar sitting in Washington, D.C., as if those individuals that are sent there, whose purpose is to represent us, not lord over us, not pass that laws predicated on their own personal interests, okay, or even on the interests of a very loud and radical left. Remember that we're not a democracy either, and we've talked quite a bit about that here on the program, Don, you and I. And we have a Democratic Congress party, Democratic Party in Congress, which are communists, but they are acting as though we are a democracy. And so when these loud leftists raise their anchor, they are supposedly to be given greater deference than the founding principles and the constitution of our country and the rule of law. And that is a big part of our problem. Final minute for you, sir.
I'm glad that you went into the Republican and the democracy. Collectivists insist on democracy. Collectivists insist that we always act as a democracy would act. Democracy is simply unlimited government power. Let me say that again. Democracy is unlimited government power. The rules are always the rules of the majority. They can change them and make them anything they want. That is happening in our nation today. And let's also look at the rhinos, who at best are useful idiots for these Democrats in implementing all of these anti-Republic policies. We have to come back to being Republic again, or we will be destroyed. We will be destroyed from within, just as our founders have told us. The only real salvation right now, the only real way to save our country, is turning back to God. There is no other way that we will be saved.
No, there is not. There is not. And unfortunately, if we don't start having preachers that will actually preach the fullness of the measure of the salvation and the change, that it is finished, that Christ changes you. And that's the good news. He changes us. If we don't get preachers preaching that, it's over. It really is. Don Jans, thank you so much. I'll be back with more. David Horowitz is with us on the other side, author of I Can't Breathe, talking about the IRS. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I have on the phone with me the founder of Front Page Mag. He is also the author of I Can't Breathe, one of the greatest hoaxes that's ever been perpetrated on America, how a racial hoax is killing America. He also was a part of the student movement back in the 1960s on the radical left, and then had an awakening, not woke, but an awakening. And and he has been fighting for our conservative values. Matter of fact, one of his books, Dark Agenda, I have sitting right here on my shelf. I'm pulling a copy of Dark Agenda out right now and showing it to you, The War to Destroy Christian America, which has heightened, and that was one of the reasons you wanted to come on and just talk to us really briefly about this IRS, because this is who they're going to go after, is Christian America.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I was just thinking, I'll bet you anything that the LGBTQ mafia are all tax-exempt entities. attacking the First Amendment, which is the most basic right we have. The IRS is a very dangerous institution, as anybody who's dealt with it should know. All they have to do is sort of send you a letter saying they're going to look at you, and you have to hire very expensive tax attorneys to defend yourself. My center, the Freedom Center, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on lawyers to defend us against bogus charges that we engage in politics. We've never endorsed a candidate in our entire 30-year history. But we have to hire lawyers to argue that and then pray that they're not successful
right
in pursuing and crushing us. But there's another side to this that I actually have been writing about for years, but I haven't made a dent on the Republican Party. I do not understand why Republicans like to let their enemies off the hook all the time, but they do. The IRS is the biggest, the American taxpayer, I should say, or the U.S. Treasury, is the biggest funder of the anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-religious left. It might surprise your listeners to know that Black Lives Matter, a criminal organization, which has torched 220 cities, caused the death of literally thousands of people through its Defund the Police campaign. That Black Lives Matter, and it operates by the lie. It is the greatest racial hoax in the history of our country. The claim that if you're black and you leave your house, you might be hunted down by police officers and so forth. Black Lives Matter violates in every way possible the IRS's own regulations. But that hasn't prevented the IRS from allowing them to raise $100 million in tax-exempt dollars, which means that everybody listening to this program has paid for Black Lives Matter. The $100 million comes from other left wing foundations that benefit by the corruption of the IRS, like the Ford Foundation and the Tides Foundation and so forth. If you think of the biggest problem we have at the moment is our open the southern border. That was done completely illegally by Biden. Only the legislature can change the immigration law, but Biden just, by his arrogant stroke of the pen, undid all the border security that had been in place and allowed this incredible human tragedy. And we're going to pay the price for this for decades to come, to take place. All the, you may have, when you read about it, you read about the NGOs, non-government organizations that help these invaders, and that includes sex traffickers, fentanyl dispensers, killers, sex offenders, and just common criminals, that ship them into the middle of the country, you know, provide buses. Unfortunately, a lot of Catholic charities are guilty of this, but they're all tax exempt, which means taxpayer dollars are going to undermine one of the most basic laws of the land, which is to have a secure border. If you look at the medical profession, people may not have noticed, but now racism, anti-white racism, pervades the healthcare delivery system. The argument they make, why is COVID a racist virus? Why does it affect black people more than it affects other groups? Well, the short answer is that blacks are the most obese segment of the population. I don't know how I can say that without getting strung up, but that's the reality. And if you're obese, you have other comorbidity factors. Obesity is one. High blood pressure is another. Diabetes, too, is another. And that's what makes you vulnerable. and the argument that that the coronavirus is a racist virus is based on the idea that in the inner city or that situations of dire poverty, conditions are unhealthy. And of course, if you're a leftist, you think that people are poor because of racism rather than poor because of really bad choices they make all the time, financially and otherwise. But the reality is 80% of blacks live above the poverty line. They don't live in inner cities, and they're not subject to these unhealthy conditions.
Right.
So it's lie upon lie upon lie. And of course, it's much worse than, as you can see in the education, our educational institutions, you know, where whites get fired first and hired last. This kind of racism, it's unconstitutional. It's illegal under the Civil Rights Act. But the IRS funds it because nobody's looking at them. So if there's anybody out there who has contact with their congressperson, please urge them to do oversight on the IRS and stop this terrible flow of money to the worst causes.
And let's,
I've written a booklet.
Go ahead, David. Sorry.
I've written a booklet with John Perazzo called The Internal Radical Service, which documents this. They also played a huge role. Mark Zuckerberg's Tax Exempt Foundation played a huge role in rigging the last election. You can get this at frontpagemag.com. It's an ebook, easily downloaded. And get a copy to your local congressman and media person. If we don't stop this, the end is quite predictable. We can't have an imbalance like this where the federal government funds the enemies of the federal government of our Constitution. Without being checked or stopped, we won't have a country too long if that keeps up.
No doubt. David Horowitz, I thank you so much. I know that you're just really pushing today to be here with us, and I thank you so much for that. Internal Radical Service. You can find it at frontpagemag.org, and I encourage you to pick that book up.
frontpagemag.com.
I'm sorry, sir. frontpagemag.com. frontpagemag.com. Internal Radical Service. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. On the
gosh.
And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Joseph Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the all that. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And real quick, again, do encourage you. You'll be supporting us as well. Go also to PatriotMobile.com/chosen. PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative. They are really out there supporting Christian ministry and Christian constitutional biblically based organizations and causes. Chosen is the activation code. PatriotMobile.com, or call them and use the code CHOSEN for a free activation. You can save money at greenfueltabs.shop. greenfueltabs.shop. Save money on your gas expenses. If you're tired of just continually having to pay it out at the pumps, which I'm sure a lot of us are, you can save some money. We are saving money at greenfueltabs.shop. greenfueltabs.shop. Give it a try. You can sign up. They'll send you tablets on a regular basis once you get started with them. If you are feeling like, well, you're saving money, and I think you will. You can also get healthy at cgrwellness.com. Can I say that? I guess I can't say you can get... I can tell you that these products have improved my health right back here on the shelf, and encourage you to do that. And donations are needed, so if you'd like to make a donation and help us, these authors' books are available to be passed out with your donation. The Devil Inside the Beltway, Enough is Enough, The Woking Dead, and The Road to Tyranny. I need donations. Really, I'm looking for donations of $100 or more, and we'll send you a combination of some books for that donation of $100 or more. And you can make that donation at the $PastorGregCGR, $PG, PastorGregCGR, and Cash App, or at chosen-generation-radio, or PayPal at paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or if you just want to help us out, $1, $5, $10, you're doing America a favor, you're doing India a favor. As Don said at the end of our segment in this first half of this hour, if we don't get back to God, I'm going to be preaching tomorrow, by the way, in India, and hope to have that up online so that you can watch it. We'll be doing that tomorrow morning. I'll talk with Ken about that, let him know when that's going to happen. We'll see if we can't get that on TECN TV as well. But I will be preaching tomorrow morning live in India, preaching to our pastors in India live tomorrow morning, and we'll have that up for you to see. We hope to have at least 100 of our pastors there tomorrow and giving them a message, a word of encouragement. And then Sunday morning, I'll be preaching here locally. I've been invited to come preach at a church talking about It Is Finished. And I'm probably going to preach some of the same message in both services, and I'll tell you why. Because we have got to, ministers of God have got to start preaching the full measure of the power of the name of Jesus Christ. You are not a sinner saved by grace anymore. That's not what Scripture tells you. The Scripture doesn't say. The Bible says this: by grace you are saved. It says you were a sinner and it gives you the characteristics of who you were when you were a sinner. But it doesn't then say, you are a sinner, now you're saved by grace, but you're still a sinner. And I have to tell you that is the message that tends to go with, I'm a sinner saved by grace, so I still sin, and I'm still in sin, and I'm not going to get out of sin until I get to heaven. I want to tell you that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is you have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not you, but Christ lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. And then it says, not by works, lest any man should boast, or that I would frustrate the grace. See, it's not going to be me that's going to change me. It is going to be me that decides to allow the power of God Almighty to change me. It is me that has to walk up to the cross and say, Lord, I want to be crucified today. I want this old man that's talking to you. I want him to die today so that I can get to the other side of the cross and you can give me the nature of the man that I am supposed to be, the woman that I was intended to be, the one who you knew in your mother's womb. And here's the good news. The good news is that, yes, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The good news is that he's not going to turn you away and say, no, I'm sorry, what you've done with your life is so bad that I can't help you. He's never going to do that. He's going to say, oh, my son, my daughter, I love you. Come. Let's not clean you up. Created me a clean heart, okay. But let's wash all of the sin off. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to remove that nature that's in you that you were born with in sin. We're going to get him out and we're going to put him on the cross and he is dead forever. And I'm going to give you a new nature. Man, does that mean that you and the wife aren't going to get into an argument? Nope. Does that mean that all of a sudden manna's going to fall from heaven and all your bills are going to get paid and you're never going to have to worry about it? Nope. Does that mean you won't have challenges with the guy sitting in the cubicle next to you? Nope. Does that mean you won't get frustrated with the guy sitting in the pew in front of you? Nope. It doesn't. It means that when you see wickedness and evil, you will say, man, that is wickedness and evil, and I have to do something about that. I have to speak to that wickedness and that evil and say, man, listen, that God's got a better plan for you. And your wickedness and your evil can die just like mine did. It means that you can be righteously angry about wickedness and evil, and it's righteous. It also means that you can come into a situation, and now you're going to see it as God sees it, because you've got a new nature. Doesn't mean you're going to lie down. And it doesn't mean that situations around you aren't going to challenge you and potentially be difficult, because you're not living in heaven. Heaven is living in you. You're not living in heaven. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's in you. Christ is in you. You're bringing heaven to the situation. It's different. And at the end of the day, that's our responsibility.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.